Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
What is all this hustle bustle and a terrific speed? No one takes it easy anymore. Slower movements with improvements, this is what we need. What is all the hurry scurry for? Baby, even when we're dancing round, I find I gotta slow you down. So let's go sweet and slow. Rock-a-bye me to and fro, while the band is moaning low. Honey, take your time. Sweet and slow. We ain't got no place to go. Take your time. You heard of how the turtle and the rabbit ran a race. You heard of how the rabbit ended up in second place. Go sweet and slow, while the band is moaning low. Oh, honey, I know we can make it if we take it sweet and slow.
Sweet and
and slow.
Very nice. That's vocalist Hillary Gardner and pianist Ehud Asheri. Such a great tune, like the original Despacito, almost.
There you go.
Where did that song come from? It's the first time I've heard it.
It was the first time I'd heard it when Ehud introduced it to me. It was written by Harry Warren, who is a composer that we both love, but Ehud really knows a lot of his tunes and was familiar with the Fats Waller version. And
Fats Waller, listen to him all my life. And, some of the songs, I kind of always assume he actually wrote, because he's an incredible composer and has written thousands of songs. I'm always surprised that there's always more songs that he wrote that I'm discovering. I always just figured this was one of his tunes, because it really sounds like something that he would have written. But no, Harry Warren.
Yeah. It's so timeless, too. I mean, this was written in the 1930s. And it's all about how modern life moves so quickly and we all need to take the time to slow down. So it really speaks to the timelessness of this music.
Yeah, and I enjoyed how Ehud's playing almost had an old-timey feel to it. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And Hillary, your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You have such a good command of it.
Thank you.
And I did want to ask, you just are such a pro, and you seem pretty young, so I just had to ask.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, though, was there a point where you were like, I have a talent, or this is a gift?
Well.
And did that ever hit you at some point, and you were like, let's go?
I mean, if anything, I'm, like so many people who perform for a living, I'm crippled by self-doubt and insecurity. So no, there was never like a light bulb moment of like, I'm amazing. Absolutely not. But I've always sung. I've always loved singing it. For many years, I was probably in my early teens, I would just spend so much time in my room singing along to records. And there was a point kind of in high school where I started to learn that like not everybody did that. It was always just such an organic, important part of my own life and the way that I sort of experienced and explored the world, that it was a while before I realized, well, not everybody, spends hours and hours and hours singing and crying along to Joni Mitchell to make sense of everything.
Well, just beautiful instrument, and I love it. Seems so rich and full low, and
thank
then
you.
Gorgeous when it goes high. The timbre is just stunning. So
thank you.
I'm a fan. What are you going to do next for us?
We're going to do a tune that was written by Harold Arlen, and it has lyrics by Truman Capote, which is always sort of unexpected. This is from a musical called House of Flowers, which was based on a novella of Truman Capote's. And the famous tune that everybody knows and everybody's heard is Asleepin' Bee, which Nancy Wilson made famous on that great Cannonball Adderley record. But this tune, it's from the same show. I was inspired by Beverly Kenny's version, who was a wonderfully underrated and underappreciated singer who passed away very young in the 1950s. She was about 28, but she left a handful of really beautiful recordings. And that's where I heard this tune. It's kind of an unusual tune for a gal from Alaska to do, because it's called I Never Has Seen Snow.
My love. 100 things I see. A twilight sky, that tree. But none so beautiful, not one so beautiful like my love is, like my love is. Once you see his face, none can take the place of my love. A stone rolled off my heart when I laid my eyes on that near to me boy with that far away look. And right from the start, I saw a new horizon and a road that took me where I wanted to be took, needed to be took. And though nothing will ever be beautiful like my love is, like my love is to me.
So beautiful. This is a vocalist Hillary Gardner on vocals and on piano, Ehud Esheri. This is a studio session, KNKX. So beautiful to hear this on such a cold day. Almost feels like snow. I wanted to ask you about this this late set. What's your feeling about these late night people and the music that they want to hear? Is it something that you guys were into as well? How did this come about?
Hillary and I, Hillary and I started working together, I think about 2008.
Yeah.
We had a mutual friend in common, a great pianist and composer named Whitney Ash, that introduced us. Hillary was doing her classical degree at Brooklyn College, and I love all kinds of music, and for many years I studied classical piano, and not so much as a child, but later in life, and he introduced us, and so our first experience was playing. We played some art songs and Lieder and things like that.
And Schumann and Poulenc, yeah.
And then, over the years we worked together, and I worked on Hillary's first project, The Great City. And last couple of years, especially, we've been playing at this club in the Village named Mesro, and this record is kind of a lot of the songs that we've been doing there and the material that we've been playing there.
Yeah. It was born out of those sessions. And if you have occasion to go to New York and you have occasion to visit this club, I mean, when you step in, you kind of feel like you're in New York circa, pick a decade, it could be, except for a few sort of, there's like a webcam for streaming, right. There's a few modern touches, but there's also a really timeless quality. And there's a romance to, late nights in New York City and this idea of what happens late at night when most people have gone home, except for the handful of characters that stick around for the music or the booze or whatever else. And it's very intimate, and the songs really become about stories and about connecting. And there's just there's a romance and a really special quality to that. And so this record, which is called The Late Set, is there's nothing really thematic tying everything together in that sense, but it definitely is all tunes that we've performed, late night in this little club in Greenwich Village for for a small but devoted crowd.
Oh, well, wonderful. Yeah, go ahead, Ahud.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, and, you know, we, you know, like a lot of, we play all these old songs, but one of the things that attracts me to this music is that, you know, the old American standards, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything really standard about them. They're actually like really exceptional songs, and they're so open that you can interpret them in so many different ways, at different tempos, different rhythms. So it's, I think that's why, you know, 180 years later, people are still playing these songs. So
yeah, it's a beautiful song. And you're performing tonight.
We are indeed.
North City, is it?
In North Bend.
North
We're
going
to be at Jazz
Thank
Clubs
you.
Northwest. And I believe we start at 7:30. We have two sets. We have our brand spanking new CD with us and Sharpies with which to sign them. So we would love to see as many Seattleites and suburbanites, as many folks as we can. We'd love to meet you and say hello.
Well, excellent. So glad you're here. What are you going to do to round out your performance?
This is the oldest tune on our record. It's so old that it's public domain, which meant we didn't have to pay to record it, which is great. So this is a tune that I'm sure that you'll recognize, and it gives Ehud the chance to kind of cut loose on some really fun piano. So enjoy. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time now, don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. Now won't you listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break your baby's heart. You know I've loved you for these many years, loved you night and day. Oh, honey, baby, can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after I'm gone, after we break up, after I'm gone, you're gonna wake up. You will find you were blind to let somebody come along and change your mind. After the years we've been together, all joy and tears through all kinds of weather, someday, blue and downhearted, you'll long to be with me right back where you started. After I'm gone, after I'm gone away.
want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Ooh, what a lot of fun there. Pianist Ehud Asheri and vocalist Hillary Gardner, thank you so much for coming in. We just loved having you.
We had a great time being here.
It was great.
Absolutely.
Such a good time. And I want to thank so much our studio session sponsor, Portage Bay Cafe, our sound engineer, John Kessler, and our videographer, Parker Blom. And we'd also like to thank our Leadership Circle members and our studio audience. It's your support that makes KNKX's exclusive studio sessions possible.